You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host, Kyle Scheidler of the Center for Security Policy. I'm filling in for my boss, Frank Gaffney, who is off. Joining me now is Megan Barth. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. And she's joining me now to talk about this ongoing budget impasse and continued talk of Dreamers and a DACA fix. Megan, thanks for joining us on Secure Freedom Radio.
Anytime, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to frame this up a little bit. How did we get to this situation where, you know, the Democrats tried to shut down, they lost, it was sort of an embarrassment for them, it was a two-day shutdown over the weekend, and they came crawling back. And now, here we are again. It seems like, you know, we're a little bit late in the month for Groundhog's Day, but that's essentially what we're facing. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, if we kind of take it back and unpack it a little bit, this unconstitutional executive order granting temporary amnesty and protection to the quote-unquote Dreamers, which are the DACA activists, and I refer to DACA as Democrat activists and con artists, because if you look at how the Democrats have treated these kids, they've really kind of used euphemisms to describe these millennial college-age illegal aliens who, in the past 20 years, let's say, that they've been here on average, they haven't found any time to go find a citizenship application. And General John Kelly said the other day perhaps they were just too lazy to seek temporary protection, which Barack Obama unconstitutionally granted them. They couldn't even get Social Security numbers, all of them. And so we have to ask, are they lazy? Well, perhaps they are lazy, because they certainly, in the two decades that they have been here, brought here illegally by their parents, didn't seem to have time to go find a citizenship application. But now that they are of protesting age, they can certainly work on Democrat projects. They have become activists. Many of them shut down Disneyland a couple weeks ago in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday. So who's ever organizing the Dreamers certainly can't organize them to become citizens of this country.
Megan, that's a really good point. And Megan, you were talking about organizing and the DACA organizers, as you called them, who play a major role in sort of propagandizing this whole amnesty question. Do the Democrats really want them registered? Do they really want them on a path to citizenship, or do they want them as a dagger that they can hold the hearts of Republicans so that we have to have these fights again and again and again, as we're having now, where we have, you know, national defense spending is, you know, at an impasse. We can't fund our military because we have to have this argument yet again about, as you said, the unconstitutional act of granting you know, DACA to these individuals.
Well, I think they will use the DACA activists as a political tool. I mean, they're certainly not looking to protect this country. I mean, Nancy Pelosi could stand for 8 hours on behalf of illegal aliens, but she couldn't stand once during the State of the Union to honor and protect the victims of illegal aliens or anything else for that matter. So why should the Democrats, and this is my theory, why would the Democrats want to wait 10 to 15 years, which Donald Trump had offered 1.8 million of these activists a path to citizenship? Why would the Democrats want to wait that long when, if they can just normalize illegal immigration, because they're already calling them Americans? If you notice, oh, well, they're Americans. You know, they've contributed to this economy. Many of them are in school. Some are lawyers. Some are in the military. So ultimately, what you see is their need for those votes. So they don't want to wait 10 or 15 years to get those votes legally. They would rather normalize illegal immigration, have a fast track so they can capture their votes out of the gate.
And of course, you know, legal citizens are not held hostage to, you know, Democratic promises of an amnesty either. So once you legalize people, they're sort of, you know, freer to choose you know, to support whichever political party best matches their individual outcome, rather than being lumped together as some sort of group. I wanted to talk to you briefly, Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, about the Republicans on this. You know, we're seeing Senator John McCain came together with Senator Chris Coons to propose a plan which would offer a pathway to citizenship for so-called Dreamers. And then he offers, a sort of a sop to the president, a comprehensive study on border security. So we get one more study on border security instead of getting what we want, which is border security. How does President Trump negotiate with the Democrats when he has to deal with members of his own party who seem to line up with the Democrats whenever the opportunity arises?
Well, and that's John McCain's history, isn't it? He was always interested in reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats, but he has really never been interested in reaching across the aisle to his conservative Republicans. John McCain is no conservative, even though he ran on repealing Obamacare. Of course, he suicided that mission by delivering a no vote for full repeal, and he did that in the last minute. He seems to work really well with Democrats, and his policies seem to align with Democrat policies. It's as though the Democrats aren't listening to what Donald Trump is saying, or they believe that he stutters. You know, Donald Trump said, look, I'll give you $1.8 million with a path to citizenship of 10 to 15 years, as long as you give me three things, the end to chain migration, the end of the visa lottery program, and a wall, funding and building of the wall. And the Democrats, through John McCain, simply just want to have more studies, and then they want to have meetings about the studies, and then they'll plan the next meeting at that meeting, and at the next meeting, they'll talk about the meetings. It's just kicking the can down the road, and the Democrats and John McCain or Jeff Flake or the other, you know, moderate Republicans do not seemingly want border security that has been promised to the American people since the time of Reagan. Reagan granted amnesty to a few million people with the promises from the Democrats that he would get the wall built, and we are still here decades later talking about the same problems. But the problems now have manifested itself and grown to much greater degree, where this illegal immigration problem is not only financially impacting our country, it is impacting our country with a spike in crime. And then we see the latest casualty of illegal immigration in the Indiana linebacker, Edwin Jackson, who he and his 54-year-old Uber driver were both killed in a hit and run by a Guatemalan illegal alien in Indiana that was deported twice and then came back and decided to cause more havoc and bloodshed. And so the Democrats, again, don't seemingly want to stand to protect Edwin Jackson or his Uber driver or Kate Steinle or any citizens in this country. They certainly didn't stand for that, but they will stand to protect these quote-unquote dreamers at the behest of, you know, working American citizens.
All right, Megan Barth, we've got about a minute left. President Trump has said if he can't get a border wall, he can't get border security, he's willing to face another shutdown. Is he right?
I think he is right. You need to stand your ground. The Democrats are used to working with Republicans who simply bend depending on which way the wind is blowing. We need to stand our ground on this, and the Democrats, again, can own the fact that they aren't standing for the military, they aren't standing for American citizens, and they aren't standing for our safety and sovereignty. And that difference needs to be made very clear. And if it requires a government shutdown, I hate to say it, but that's what it's going to have to happen in order for the American people to understand where this resistance is coming from.
Megan, well said. We've been talking to Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back on Secure Freedom Radio.